Chinese President Xi Jinping continued his inspection tour in Anhui on Wednesday. He made stops at an ecological park and a steel company in the city of Ma'anshan. The president inspected the water situation of the Yangtze River and learned about the situation of business resumption and operation. China says its naval and aerial forces closely follow a U.S. warship when it cruised through the Taiwan Straits on Tuesday. The People's Liberation Army Eastern Theater Command also warns the United States that it should stop escalation. In a statement, the PLA Eastern Theater Command blames U.S. for sending misleading signals to the separatists in Taiwan, warning such actions would seriously damage China-U.S. relations. U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has released the final volume of its investigation report on alleged Russian interference in a 2016 presidential election. It confirmed findings by former special counsel Robert Mueller that Moscow engaged in an aggressive, multifaceted effort to influence or attempt to influence the outcome of the election. The report also said Russia viewed the transition team of Donald Trump as inexperienced and sought to exploit those shortcomings. But the nearly 1,000 pages report did not conclude that the Trump campaign engaged in a coordinated conspiracy with the Russian government. U.S. Democrats have formally nominated Joe Biden as their 2020 presidential nominee during a virtual national convention. The 77-year-old former vice president will take on incumbent President Donald Trump of the Republican Party in the upcoming election scheduled for November the 3rd. Biden has been already the presumptive nominee since April, when all other contenders in the Democratic field dropped their bids. 80 doctors have been awarded the Medal of Chinese Medical Worker on the occasion of the country's third Medical Workers' Day. The honor include ophthalmologist Tao Yong at Beijing Chaoyang Hospital, President Zhang Dingyu of Wuhan Jintan Hospital, and Zhang Wenhong, the head of the Shanghai COVID-19 medical team. Typhoon Hagibis made landfall in the city of Zhuhai Wednesday morning with a maximum wind force of 35 meters per second near its eye. All administrative and public institutions, enterprises, and public service venues in Zhuhai have suspended work while all shelters have opened for the public. Several ports linking Zhuhai, Macau, and Hong Kong have suspended passenger entry and exit services. Japan will send a second response team on Wednesday for an oil spill accident in Mauritius coast. The Japanese ship Wakasio ran aground on coral reef on July 25th. It started leaking oil on August 6th and then broke apart. The damaged ship spilled over 1,000 tons of fuel into the turquoise waters of the Mahiberg Lagoon, one of the most pristine coastal areas of Mauritius. Most of the remaining 3,000 tons of fuel had been pumped out of the ship in the past week. Environmental groups have warned that the damage to coral reefs could be irreversible. The first response team of Japan was dispatched earlier last week. The World Health Organization says the Western Pacific region has entered a new phase of the COVID-19 pandemic response. WHO Regional Director Dr. Takeshi Kasai says that governments need to take more effective approaches and minimize social disruptions and impacts on economies. The director also expressed concern that countries such as Australia, the Philippines, and Japan are reporting increasing numbers of people under 40 contracting the virus. He's called for redoubled efforts to stop the virus from moving into vulnerable communities.